Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for our music ministry. Will you give them a hand for every mountain? I want to give a shout out to my youngest sister. Today is her birthday. My sister, she's been here with her husband, Adrian. She lives in Atlanta. She turns 61 today. So happy birthday, A-Day. Also, I want to say that Mrs. Freeman and I have been married almost 43 years. It'll be 43 years, God willing, in September. And while I think I'm a pretty competent person at home, I find that I feel like I'm really inept because I will say to my wife, oh, I'll do such. She says, oh, no. Thank you very much, Mr. Helpful. I'll take care of it. So there are things I can touch and things I cannot touch and things I can do and things I cannot do at the house. And she doesn't mind letting me know. And she doesn't call me Dr. Freeman or Pastor Freeman. She says, Ricky. No, Ricky. Thank you. I said that to say we're having a congregational chat on Wednesday. All members are invited to be present at 6 o'clock in the sanctuary. Call members of the church and have them to come out because we want you to share your thoughts. And if you don't come, you can't share. So come out, share your thoughts. This is going to be a conversation so that you can talk about next steps and what the congregation needs to do. And I will not lead the discussion because I want you to be free to share without thinking about what I'm thinking about. But come out on Wednesday at 6 o'clock and share your thoughts. If there's something that you want, say it and express it. Naturally, you want to say it in a respectful and Christian manner and be respectful of each other and time and our differences. And pray as you prepare for the congregational chat this Wednesday at 6 o'clock. I want to read a passage from Hebrews chapter 12, 1 through 3, from the New International Version. And Jenna and her husband, good to see you guys, and the baby, good to see you guys, amen. And Siwa, good to see you, she's back there where her mom used to sit, amen, praying for you and the family. Hebrews 12, 1 to 3, the New International Version. The Bible says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. The word of our God. Run your race. Title of my message. I've been seeing this Peloton commercial that encourages people to purchase It's interactive treadmill and get on back with their physical health. It's the beginning of the year, and so you have all of these commercials. We are inundated with commercials about going to the gym and getting our health in order. In the commercial, in the Peloton commercial, there are people using the treadmill for rehab after a physical injury. There are people using the treadmill to lose weight and get back in shape. There are people using the treadmill to train for athletic competitions. And there are people using the treadmill because they like to run. The point of the commercial is people have different needs for the treadmill, and Peloton can meet those needs. At the end of the commercial, the spokesperson says, run your own race. So that whatever purpose drives you to work on your physical health is your race. So use the treadmill to run your race. As we begin this African American History Month celebration, I am reminded that we are all running a race. Life is a race. Whether our concerns are about health and wellness, or justice and inclusion, or professional achievement, or academic achievement, or the basic needs of life, we are in a race. And though the race differs from person to person, if we want to be successful, if we want to reach our goals, we have to run our own race. No one can run your race for you. Each person must run his or her own race. The writer of the book of Hebrews compares the Christian journey to a race. And he knows that this race is not a sprint. It's a marathon. And there are components of races that we all must recognize. There are the spectators. There are encumbrances. There is a lead runner. And there is the finish line. All components of a race. And as Christians, we face the same components as we run the race of faith. And so what the writer says in Hebrews 12 is helpful for us. So let us examine the text more closely. He tells the Hebrews, we are surrounded by spectators. He says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Who are these witnesses? Who are the spectators of the Christian race? Well, the writer is referring to the heroes and the heroines of faith that are mentioned in the previous chapter, in chapter 11. Because in chapter 11, the writer lists the exemplars of faith. They are men and women who are already confirmed for their faithfulness. And these spectators have already run their race. They are in the stands. The writer says they are in the stands to cheer on those for whom the race is not yet finished. They have already been approved by God for their service of faith. If you read the 11th chapter of Hebrews, you'll see a whole list of women and men who've already achieved the goal of faith. So these spectators that are surrounding us are there to encourage the runners. They are there to say, keep going because you can do it. And the point is, as we run our race this year, we are not alone. There are many other persons, some who now sleep in the silent land, who have already run this race. It's good to know that there are those who came before us and conquered the race. Because sometimes on this journey, we think that we're the first. We think that we're the only persons who are going through what we're going through. But the writer says we're surrounded by a crowd of persons standing in the stands watching us who have already conquered the race. There are saints who once went sorrowing here, surrounding us and telling us to persevere. As we celebrate African American History Month, we recall the events and the experiences that shape our history. We recall the people who paved the way for us. And Sister Linda Ellison did a wonderful job putting the bulletin board together, displaying African Americans who've been a part of the struggle. It's down the hall as you leave out the fellowship hall. You should go and see it. We recall the people who paved the way for us. We recall their struggles, their sacrifices, and their achievements. And knowing that they are with us, and knowing that they bequeath to us a strong and powerful legacy, gives us comfort. I tell you, sometimes you can feel the presence of a loved one, a father, a mother, a beloved mentor, a friend, or a deceased member. Both sets of grandparents for me are deceased, and aunts and uncles on both sides are deceased, and I can sometimes feel their presence. Their presence fills your heart and fills your thoughts, and you say to yourself, "I can feel Mama with me today." Or I can feel Daddy with me today. They were on my mind all day long. And sometimes when you're going through something difficult, you say to yourself, "I feel the presence of my family. I feel the presence of my grandmother. I feel the presence of my mother around me." And that feeling gave me the strength to go through what I was going through. That's the cloud of witnesses. That's the cloud of witnesses, the spectators watching us. It's good to know that there are spectators pulling for us. Ebenezer, there are many persons who have served this church, many pastors, many deacons, many trustees, many mission workers, many Sunday school teachers, many members who have walked these aisles, who have been in these pews. They are all in the stands watching us today and saying to us, "You can run the race because we're pulling for you." So the spectators, he talks about the spectators. And second, he tells the Hebrews he gives them a call to persevere despite the hindrances. He says, "Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." So these spectators all remind us that on this journey of faith, there are obstacles and there are hindrances. There are things that get in the way of running successfully. And so I've got news for you. If you're expecting to achieve anything worthwhile in life, and you're thinking that you're going to reach that achievement without obstacles and without problems and without roadblocks, that is not the case, because there are always obstacles on this journey and in this race. And some of those things are internal. Some of the obstacles are internal. The writer speaks in the text about sin. So some of the encumbrances are on the inside. It's our stuff. It's our sin. It's our issues. It's our fears. It's our worries. And sometimes self-doubt and a lack of confidence can get in the way. And you have to be aware of that, because sometimes you got to talk to yourself. You've got, as Michael Jackson would say, look at the man and or the woman in the mirror and have a conversation with yourself, because sometimes it's what's going on in you that's holding you down, that's holding you back. And the writer says, throw it off. Throw it away. Get rid of all the sin that has gotten in your way. And this is a brand new year. It's 2024. 2023 is all over with. And what you didn't accomplish last year is all over with. Don't bring into 2024 the struggles on the inside that you were dealing with in 2023, because those are just internal issues. We are not the first. We are not the first persons to have issues. Our forebears had issues. Our forebears struggled, and they didn't have the rights and the freedoms that some of us enjoy today, but they hung in there and they stayed in the race because they wrestled with their own internal issues. And some of the hindrances are external. They are the hostile forces that seek to sabotage the race. They are the people and the conditions that conspire to keep us from finishing the race. And you know what that's like. You know what it's like to run into somebody, some knucklehead, somebody at work, somebody at school, somebody in the neighborhood, somebody on television who's throwing a monkey wrench in your race. Trying to get you to get off the track, trying to get you to be sidetracked. They want to sabotage your race. But the writer says we have to run the race marked out for us with perseverance. And that race requires endurance, because the race is long. That means if it's endurance that we have to continually battle hindrances. The hindrances will not stop coming until we cross the finish line. And so as long as you are alive and you are striving for something, there will be hindrances. They just keep on coming. You wake up in the morning, it's a new hindrance. You go to work, it's a new obstacle. They keep on coming, but you have to listen to the spectators. And they are crying out to you saying, hold on. And hang in there. Persevere. And don't let the problems stop you. So you've got to hold on. And he calls for perseverance despite hindrances. A young man named Kalubia Mabata. Young Nigerian. He's of Nigerian descent. Kalubia Mabata. Grew up in Houston, Texas. He was born to Nigerian parents, and he was also a tennis player. He played tennis at Kincaid High School. He played college tennis for Purdue University. And his family owned a business in Nigeria. And after he finished school, he would often travel from Houston to Nigeria to work in the family business. And the business happened to be located in a dangerous area. One day, as he was closing up, there was a loud banging on the door, and he didn't want to answer. And so his security persons weren't around. He called them to try to see what was going on, but they kept on banging. And then finally they broke the door down, came in with guns. And one of the men said to him, you know you're going to die tonight, right? And they beat him severely. He almost died. He had to have emergency brain surgery and was in a coma for 6 days. And when Kalubia awakened from the coma, he couldn't walk and he couldn't talk. He spent months in recovery, and the beating left him paralyzed on the right side of his body, so he could no longer play tennis. That race was over. But Kalubia decides to do something different. He decides to become a bodybuilder. And there he is in the gym with one side of his body not working, working the other side. And having the people at the gym to help him on his right side because he wanted to build up his muscles on his right side as well. And he became a bodybuilder and got into competitions and won some competitions because he didn't let what others did to him stop him. What he decided to do was shift to a different race. He didn't let the bad experience stop him. They meant it for bad, but God meant it for good. It's not what folks do to you. It's what you do about it. It's not what folks say about you. It's what you do about it. That's why our forebears saying, don't you let nobody turn you around. Don't you let nobody turn you around. You've got to persevere. And finally, and I'm out of your way, the writer says to them, you've got to focus on the lead runner. He says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. You got to focus on the lead runner. This is important. In some races, there's a lead runner who sets the pace for the race. And in the Christian race, there is also a lead runner. His name is Jesus Christ. And Jesus has already run this race. He knows the race. He knows the turns, the inclines, and the descent. And the writer encourages the believers to focus upon Jesus. And this means that they must look away from everyone else and focus attention solely upon Jesus. That means you cannot get preoccupied with the other runners, what they're doing and what they aren't doing. Can't be running your race, looking across at somebody else running their race, saying that they're going a little too slowly, and they're not dressed properly, or they don't look like me and on the race. You can't run thinking about everybody else. You've got to look away from them and focus your attention upon the lead runner, who is Jesus Christ. Christians must focus upon Jesus because he is the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Pioneer means that Jesus is the first one to obtain the goal of faith. Perfecter means he embodies faithfulness so we can follow his example. And Jesus also completed the race successfully. He endured the cross, suffering its shame, and Jesus crossed the finish line. And he's now seated at the right hand of God. And so, beloved, we really have no excuse. We cannot say because our friend didn't cross the line, we can't cross the line. Because we're not looking at our friend. We're looking at Jesus. And Jesus has already won the race and crossed the line. Jesus is the lead runner in this race. And you've got to put your trust in someone who knows the race and has won the victory. I saw this video on Animal Planet about grizzly bears the other day. And in one episode, a mother grizzly leads her cub to a muddy area near the water. And then she starts digging in the mud. And she keeps digging until she pulls out a clam. And the mother grizzly breaks open the clam and eats it. The cub stands there watching. The mother digs again and gets another clam. She breaks it open and eats it. She repeats the same thing multiple times, each time breaking open the clam and eating the contents. And I noticed that she never gives the open clam to the cub. But eventually, after watching, the cub starts digging. until he comes up with a clam. And he struggles to crack it open, but keeps at it until he's successful. I tell you, I wish we had the sense of a grizzly bear cub. I wish we had a sense to watch what mama's doing and do what mama's doing and get the prize. And that's what we're talking about, focusing on Jesus. If we have the sense of a cub, we can watch what Jesus is doing. We can see him run his race and then run the race like Jesus runs it. You got to run your race. I don't know what race you're running this year. I don't know what challenges you've created for yourself. But I want you to know, you've got to run your race. Mama can't run it for you. Daddy can't run it for you. And don't forget that there are saints up there in the stands, faithful believers who've been where you're going. If they can make it, you can make it. You've got to fight the hindrances on the inside and on the outside. You've got to hang in there through the tough times. You've got to learn to take a licking and keep on ticking. You've got to learn to fall down, get up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. You've got to learn that you can make it if you keep on running. So whatever you do in 2024, don't stop running. Keep on running. And if somebody says, where are you headed? You say, I'm headed toward my goal. I'm running for the prize that I have in mind. And most of all, keep your eyes on Jesus. Because if you run with Jesus, you can make it. Jesus will walk with you. Jesus will keep you in the race. Jesus provides the strength to keep on running. Jesus will escort you all the way to the finish line. Jesus will not leave you. Jesus will run the whole race with you. Jesus will be there in the morning. Jesus will be there at the midnight hour. Jesus will be there when your friends leave you. Jesus will go with you all the way. I'm done, beloved, because I've already said something. It might not excite you, but I said something today. you might not get happy about it, but I said something. And what I said is, we are running a race. And you've got to run your own race. And there are troubles on this race. There are burdens on this race. But Jesus is on the race. The hymn writer said, I've seen the lightning flashing. I've heard the thunder roll. I've felt sin's breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. But I heard the voice of Jesus telling me to fight on. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. The world's fierce winds are blowing, temptation sharp and keen. But I've got a peace in knowing my Savior stands between. He stands to shield me from danger when all my friends are gone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. He'll go with you, beloved. He'll walk with you, beloved. He'll guide you, beloved. He'll hold you and carry you all the way. Run your race. Run your race. And know that Jesus has already won it. I want to invite those of you who are watching virtually and listening in person to think about this. We don't know what this year will bring. We don't know what this day will bring. We don't know what this week will bring. But we do know Jesus. And we do know he's with us. And because he's with us, Jesus will hold the day. Did y'all hear what I said? We're trying to hold the day, but Jesus will hold the day. This just dropped in my spirit. Remember that story about the little bird? It was laying on the ground on its back, its feet pointed to the air. And somebody came along and said to the little bird, what are you doing? And Lil Bird said, I'm holding up the sky. Some of us are like that. We think that we're in the church to hold up the sky. You can't hold up what God has. God can hold it up. And God will take care of it. We invite you to come to receive Jesus by faith, to walk with him, and let him walk with you, and to let him guide you as you run this race. As our ministers, deacons, and greeters come, the invitation to Christian discipleship is extended. Will you stand with me? Lightning flashing.
I've seen the lightning flash.
I've heard the thunder roll. I felt sin's breakers dashing. Trying to conquer my soul. I heard the voice of Jesus. Telling me to fight on. He promised never to leave me. Is there one that is never to leave me alone?
To leave me. He promised never to leave.